I was thinking of you for a different reason yesterday. We had just, Gene and I watched the cheesiest movie, one of those Final Destination movies. You know, one of, do you know what that those are?
It's no, a, no.
All right, so it's, Fleegs, you're familiar with a Final Destination movie? So they're cheesy movies, but they're big box office hits, and they put out a bunch of them. So we watched one on Friday night because we were in a mood for a cheesy movie, whatever. It actually got decent reviews.
It was like Netflix and chill? Is that what you were doing?
Kind of, without the chilling.
Okay.
So we put it on.
And Netflix and balls.
So basically, it's about how a person escaped death in their early portion of their life when they shouldn't have. And then death comes to find them some way later in life. And, you know, it's like coming, like a tree will fall or whatever. They got to avoid it. They got to make sure that things don't happen. I felt like I was in a Final Destination movie yesterday because, one, I had a golf ball land 6 inches away from me from 220 yards away.
Scary,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
And I didn't. Now I know that they, because there was a caddy with them. I guarantee they yelled for. I couldn't hear.
But you know why? Because
away.
The wind was blowing towards them.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
They could be yelling for. You're not going to hear it unless the wind's behind them.
I mean, this was, it was right there, like
scary,
out of nowhere, bang. And then later in the day, I had an allergic reaction to something that I ate and couldn't breathe.
Really?
I won't go into the whole details, but yeah, I needed an inhaler and we ended up taking care of it, whatever.
Wow.
But I thought, I would, and I'm with Boomer, and I'm thinking, Jerry is the one who was under fire here for so many years, dying on the golf course with being epic.
Almost happened to you.
You almost had two occasions yesterday. I didn't want to bring it up, but
no, it's
you know,
fine.
You bring it up, that's fine.
No, it's fine. I don't need to. I'm not going to go into the whole story, but I was just thinking of Jerry. I almost had the epic death story.
So we played yesterday at a place called Sea Wayne, which is down in Hewlett Harbor on the south shore of Long Island, not far from JFK Airport. Now, getting there is like a whole,
it is tough.
It's a whole thing. But once you're there, it is one of the coolest golf courses.
Very unique.
You will ever play. And we actually had an opportunity to play with a guy who's done some renovation stuff there.
Designing,
Jeff Stein.
Yeah.
And we've
yeah.
had Jeff on before, by the way.
Yeah, he called in. Yeah,
he called in. And I have to tell you, I was telling Gio this yesterday in the middle of the round. I'm like, I could play 100 rounds of golf with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And just talk about the contouring of a golf course, how he sees things, what he wants to do. And, you know, it's just, I love the fact that he's able to be as creative as he is in his job. You know, and he worked with Gil Hance on mm-hmm. a lot of different projects and a lot of very famous golf courses. And actually, I don't have the ability to be able to do what he does.
But you'd love to.
Oh, man, that would be awesome to be able to do
that. So here was a recreation of yesterday. So what do you think about getting rid of that cart pad and putting gravel? And I'm going... You know, so what'd you do with this? Was this bunker always here? Because this looks new. Yeah, well, what we did is we took the one out over there and we put one.
Yep. And dude, it's
bizarre.
What we're talking about. I mean, you know, yeah. I had to take him to urgent care.
Was it food? So you had to leave?
I had to take him there.
Yeah, on the 17 tee box, I had to get. I it was enough. I couldn't. It
How
kept getting
long
worse.
Were you wheezing for?
Three.
No. It was like, he started to blow up. I could tell he was starting to like physically blow up.
Yeah. So
like his face was getting really fat.
Yeah.
Which really? His fingers were getting fat.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. And then I had a rash near my hands, and then my eyes were watering incessantly.
Dude.
And then
I was seeing up on 17, ready to rock and roll. I'm playing great, and I'm like, all right. He's going.
So like,
I'm like, we gotta get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I know. It was, and I tried to gut it out. I really did. I played like 3 holes. It just kept getting worse. And then I started feeling my throat like itchy and swollen. And then because I'm an asthmatic, of course I usually have my inhaler if I'm ever going to do something exerting myself, which I never do, because then it'll kind of crop up, but I didn't have it. And the breathing just kept getting worse and worse.
Damn.
And worse. And I was like, and then we were trying to get Benadryl out to the course. I really wanted to finish, but it got to the
you
point
couldn't.
Where I was like, I can't.
So this was asthma. This was, you didn't eat
no,
something.
No, well, I think, no, it was an allergic reaction because my face blew up.
Hmm.
My eyes were watering. I was itching around everywhere. But here's the thing. I've never had a nut allergy in my life. But the only thing I ate on the golf course was a handful of nuts out of this thing. And then 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, this started to happen. So I don't, and I was telling Allie, and she said she developed a walnut allergy when she was.
That doesn't surprise me.
You know, after you know, as an adult, and I guess that could happen. So it could be one of those. I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm gonna go get an allergy test from my doctor and figure it out.
Asthma, get over there on that other field and have some asthma.
Get over that other field and have some asthma.
Yeah. So we were on the 16 green, you know, and. And it's not funny. Well, it's funny now because he's here and he's fine. It would have been epic had he not been here. I mean, we would have shut down the show and would have been impossible to enjoy 4th of July. But
yeah, bad time to die.
Bad time to die. But he put the ball, I don't know, 30 feet past the hole.
Which I hadn't done all day.
Right, exactly. And then he's putting it back. He's, oh, guys, I can't. I'm like,
it's true. I was like, I can't concentrate. Yeah, like, I mean, it got to that point. I was like, I can't concentrate on putting or anything. I was just like, what I was just trying to do was just like get the hole over with so we could finish because I didn't want those guys to have to stop playing. You know, that's like in my head right now. So I was like, let me just do whatever I can do to get off this green.
I want to ask you a question, a serious question about golf. Okay.
Yeah.
When you're playing a round of golf and you're with a group and you're playing, let's say, skins. Okay. So let's say it's a $5 skin. So that means everybody is putting up $5 for that particular hole. So there's three of us. It's $15 per hole, gross, okay? And if you tie a particular hole with one of the other guys, then you carry over to the next hole, and then that hole's worth two holes. And then if you have a birdie on that hole, that would be worth two for that hole. And you'd get the hole before that, so that would be three holes.
Right.
So I had, in the process, I was winning 11 skins.
Whoa.
Okay, and it's probably going to be a possibility of 20 skins in this round, and we have two holes to go before.
I think you get what so it now, was when it ended, you know? Oh, so yeah, whatever it was. Yes. Right, so that's what I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. You get what it was when it ended.
All right, so I had 11, you had two.
Right.
And I think Jeff had two.
Okay, so 9 times 5, 45?
Yeah, I didn't get paid. Like, because we had to go to urgent
care. Unless you're going to go finish the round.
I don't
and it's like a suspended round, and you got two holes to go.
No, it takes like 3 weeks to get there.
Yeah, then I would settle up now. Then that's what I would
unless
do.
Unless you have change, I got.
By the way, good time for if you want to play with Boomer and Geo. August 18th, we have we're auctioning off a twosome to play with these two guys in Marlboro at Bella Vista Country Club for the charity golf tournament.
You have change. Just make sure you bring an EpiPen. All right,
32auctions.com/boomer-geo-golf.
Holy. God.
Come bid and play with Boomer and Gio.
You know what sucks, too, is that last hole, I was right there with you in two, and I could have not lost those skins. We should count that last one.
No.
Give him $5 back. Last one. I mean, the guy's dying on the green.
I was putting for birdie. Like,
so was I.
Dying on the green. He was walking all over the green.
The way you just described it.
Yeah, I know. I was walking because I had to because we were playing golf still, and then I stopped when I couldn't.
You know what? He really, I mean, you could tell. Like in his face and his hands, like he was blowing up like HR Puff and stuff.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
How long did it take you to get to the urgent care?
15 minutes.
You know, it's a little bit of a down there with all the lights and everything and Sunrise Highway impossible. And Lynbrook and everything.
Can't get anywhere.
I have to say, that urgent care, what did you got? MD urgent care?
City MD.
Yeah, that thing was awesome.
Yeah,
you walked in, guy behind the counter was awesome, took really good care
got
of
right
him,
back.
Immediately got you in there.
Yep, got back.
Man.
And then so they put the oxygen thing on my finger, and it's 88. And the nurse goes, huh. She goes, give me another finger, because that doesn't sound good. So I give her another finger. It's 89. She goes, hold on a second. Boom, right out, gets the doctor in.
Yeah.
He gives me 340 milligram prednisone immediately and then sets the nebulizer up. And I had taken Benadryl about 25 minutes before, so I think things were starting to help there, too. And then as soon as I got the albuterol in with the nebulizer, I could breathe, and I was like, all right,
Jesus.
I'm good. Yeah. So I don't know what.
First time I've ever had to leave a golf course
for
a medical reason.
Emergency.
Yeah,
anybody that I've ever played with or me or anybody.
I mean, I did
it
once, of course. Yeah.
What?
I did it once.
Yeah, I know
you did.
Just
bleeding out.
I mean, yeah, but you know, but your kids and father, they stayed and played.
I made sure they stayed and played.
Right.
That is true.
Well, I mean,
I wanted to call the ambulance. And
now, that would have been some move.
Call the ambulance.
You're good, G. The ambulance is here. Go.
I would have been fine. I honestly would have been fine with that because I never want to leave. I never want to
ruin
anybody else's day or whatever. It had gotten to the point where it was not getting better. It felt like it was getting worse, and I never experienced anything like that. And if I ever did, like, pass out, and thank God I got the, because my oxygen was so low, if I ever did pass out and die because I didn't want to ruin Boomer's day, like I would have really been pissed at myself wherever my dead body would have gone.
Well, it's a good thing you got the help you needed. I know you didn't finish the day, but all good.